It's 6:30 on a Wednesday evening, which means it's time for the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show. Live on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. We'll have interviews with Bartlesville coaches, players, and more as we get set for another week of Bartlesville Bruin football. The Bruin Coaches Show is brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union and Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville. Now let's head out to Hideaway to hear from the coach. It's the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show.
Hello and welcome to beautiful downtown Bartlesville. Hopefully you're finding a way to stay dry on this Wednesday evening. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Kyle Poole this evening from Hideaway Pizza as the Bruins are getting set for another bye week. Bartlesville does not play on Friday night. BHS next in action a week from Friday. The Sepulpa Chieftains will come to town on October the 13th. Bartlesville falling for the second straight week in district play this past week at home to Ponca City. 14-12 was the final score, and Coach Poole opening thoughts on that ball game against the Ponca City Wildcats made things pretty darn interesting in the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, just couldn't come all the way back.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I think it's been a little bit of a trend here at our late start and our late push, which, I mean, again, you got to love the kids for fighting hard till the very end and not laying down ever, no matter what the score is, whether it's close or whether we were like in Muskogee where it wasn't so close. But, you know, again, we've got to start better. We've got to start faster. If we can get some early drives finished, put some points on the board earlier, I think it changes things. You know, positive, I mean, for sure, our defense was phenomenal. Our defense stood up all night long, even going down to the very end. I think it's a third and one stop, a fourth and one stop to give us the ball again with another chance to go down and score. But we just ended up short. You know, we've got to execute. It's kind of been the theme that we keep talking about. It's the little things, and we missed just enough of them that in a game like that where you've got two teams that have been struggling a little bit, the one who makes the most mistakes is going to catch you. It happened to be us on the night, and unfortunately we didn't come over with a homecoming win. But, you know, back to work this week. We've had a pretty good week so far. Got one more day of practice this week. Give them a little time off this weekend and get ready to go for Sepulpa.
Yeah, on the defensive side of things, I was thinking about this last night, in fact, as I was driving home from Wichita. Three of the last four halves now that you guys have played on defense have been tremendous. You can kind of throw out that second half against Muskogee because that just got a little bit crazy toward the end of the third quarter and the fourth quarters. But that first half against Muskogee and then the whole ball game against Ponca City, the Bruin defense has looked much like we kind of thought it might look. You know, they held McAllister to like negative 8 yards in the second half of that ball game, and it's looked very much like that defense close to the last two ball games.
Yeah, you know, Coach Reynolds does a great job. We're constantly evolving there. We've changed some stuff coverage-wise in our communication to simplify it and go back to some things we used to do when I was calling the defense, and the kids have responded well to that. I think up front we're growing. You know, we've got kids that are sophomores starting for us. We've got kids that haven't ever started that are playing a lot right now, but they put the work in and they've done a good job. Coach Reynolds, his staff gets them prepped you know, every week and lets them know what they're going to expect and what they're looking for. So they do a good job with that. I think we're just continuing to grow. You know, like I said, we're young in some areas. We got some new guys on the field, but they like to play together. They do a good job working together. They've got high energy all week long, and I think it showed last Friday night. Unfortunately, we couldn't help them out in a couple other phases, but looking to put it all together again, like I said, next week. So,
you know, whenever there's a two-point loss, there's always a lot of ifs and buts and a thousand things you can point at. You look at the defensive side of the football, and there was a couple times where there were a few linebackers that had their fingertips on some footballs with a lot of green in front of them, just couldn't quite haul it in.
Yeah, I mean, and the last thing I would ever do is question probably our defense on that night and what they did.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
In a catch. But, yeah, I mean, there was times, I think one series, it was like for three straight downs, we had a DB or a linebacker that had his fingers on it and just didn't haul it in. But, you know, there's no way we're going to look at it and say defensively we should have done something different. I think offensively we came out with a new look. It worked pretty well. We controlled the clock. We moved the ball. Again, we didn't protect it perfectly up front. We didn't read it perfectly in the backfield. Which comes with time. You know, it's something that you put in and you got to grow with and we continue to learn about. But if we make a few better reads, a few better blocks, I think we probably break a couple plays that would have gave us a better chance to get on the board. We didn't, you know, execute very well in the kicking game. And we left, you know, really 4 points out there. And I say that, probably one. I mean, the PAT you think should be expected, but a field goal at any level is not an easy thing to kick, especially when he hadn't kicked but one kickoff all night. So, you know, you make mistakes. A lot of them have made mistakes. I make a mistake every Friday. It's just a matter of minimizing them, learning from them, and hopefully they're not at the inopportune time. And and it just caught us where it did.
And you know, the offense has struggled to score the football. You mentioned the fact that you guys kept it on the ground and found some success with both Lakin and DeAndre, Lakin Cloudis, DeAndre Young, early on in that ball game. But the stretch that really defined the ball game was once again kind of turnovers for you guys. It was three straight possessions, and it was something like three out of five or six plays.
Yeah.
Had a couple of fumbles, and then one, I guess that was an interception. I don't know what they ended up ruling on that play, but that kind of ended up being the difference. Gave Ponca just enough extra possessions to score that one touchdown that ended up being the difference.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think if we hang on to the ball, we're playing well enough defensively all night that we're going to go ahead and probably get one score out of it, find a field goal, something, but we're not going to let them score.
Mm-hmm.
And I think then you see how we execute late and we come on when we're pressed a little bit and do a pretty good job, that I think it would have been a different result. But, I mean, you can, like you said, you can if and you can would have and should have, and it doesn't really matter because the result is what the result is. But we've got to get better than that. We clearly got better from a minus seven look at Muskogee,
yeah.
But, again, not good enough for what we needed. Questionable, absolutely. I wasn't very happy a few times. I'm sure people noticed that because, you know, there's a lot of them that you don't know which way they can go, and you would think they give you the air on the side of caution. So I wasn't too happy with a couple of them. But, again, we just don't need to be in that situation. If we execute a little bit better, you know, complete a few things here or there, like I said, some blocks, some kicks, we're not in that spot regardless. So.
Yeah, three turnovers, had a fumble on a pitch. Obviously, you guys were kind of running a little bit of a triple option, and that's maybe somewhat to be expected when you got some new guys out there doing stuff like that. Then the other two, one on Lakin Cloudis, looked like maybe his knee was down, who knows. The other one was the one that I was curious about what was said on the field. It was a completed pass, I believe, to Cole Williams, which was
right.
Maybe one of his first couple receptions of the season. And he caught the football, looked like he kind of came down with it, and maybe the other guy had wrestled it away after the play was over. What was their explanation on that?
Little. To be honest with you, that's why I wasn't very happy at that point. I didn't get much of a conversation. They didn't do a very good job communicating with me there, and I was disappointed in that. But, again, I mean, we got to execute. You know, I think they go up, they tie up. I mean, you know, Cole's a DB. He's used to fighting for the ball. They go up there. It's a dual possession type deal. I think he's got it first. The guy comes in on it. They go down. At that point, when you go down with dual possession, I think you leave it in the receiver's hands when he clearly caught it first. But, you know, the kid rolls over and he has the ball and takes it from him, and they give it to him. Would have liked to have a little more explanation on why they did it, but it doesn't really matter. It's what happened. And, you know, again, we just got to live and learn from it and do better than that. I think the fumble was questionable, but, again, it wasn't one that was really forced. It was kind of on his own accord that it came out, and so he's got to do a better job of securing that ball. And the pitch, I mean, that's a coaching mistake. That's our fault, the way we called the play. We are working a triple option look. You do gamble when you pitch the ball anytime. But we kind of switched what we were doing there. We used the receiver a little bit differently than they had been. It was a different angle. Their relationship wasn't the same. So we'll eat that one for sure on our end as a coaching staff. But, again, we just got to do a better job hanging on the ball.
For the most part, I thought that Noah and then also to an extent some of those tailbacks as well made some pretty good decisions with that triple option. He kept a hold of the football and got a couple nice quarterback runs. It was nice to see Noah Sunday get involved in the running game a little bit more. Obviously, he's quick, and that can be an asset for you all. And then there were a couple other times where you guys got some positive yardage off a pitch and things like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've said it plenty of times. We're not exactly a downfield, a big play offense. I think it could open up, and we're getting better. We're working on throwing the ball still. We're not going to abandon it for sure. And you saw us late in the game actually have a few things happen well for us. But – you know, what we're doing now is going to be a slower eat the clock. We're going to be happy to take 4 yards a pop. I think that keeps our defense fresh, which you're going to see our defense play better like they did the other night with less time on the field. But we just got to continue to get better. You know, Noah's an athlete that has good feet that can move around a little bit. And as we get better and more comfortable in that and how he's reading several people, because we'll pitch off the end, we'll pitch off the inside. There's a lot of things going on there that he's got to read and look at. And as we get better with that, we get better up front blocking, I think you'll see us break some plays out of it, because it's a type of offense that defensively, when you're prepping for it, you got to be ready for three guys potentially having the ball. And if one of your players is out of position and goes to the wrong man, we're going to have a big play on it. And we just got to get more reps and get more secure in what we're doing with it. But I think it's going to be beneficial to us going forward.
talking with Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole here on the Bruin Coaches Show every Wednesday evening, 6:30 from Hideaway Pizza, downtown Bartlesville. Looks like maybe we're going to see a little bit of the sun over there. Well, that's to the east, but things are lightening up just a little bit. I noticed that sidewalk was getting dry after we had a bunch of rain today. Bruins do not play on Friday. In fact, a lot of area teams off this week. Dewey, Nowata, both don't play on Friday either. Bartlesville, I guess now there's a lot of questions about what everyone's record is. I think we'll count that one as a win on Friday against Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
So that'll put another win in the win column in the district play for the Bruins before they get set to come back against the Pulpa. And, of course, we'll talk more about the Chieftains a little bit next week. Let's take our first break of the program. Continue to talk about Bartlesville's loss against Ponca City last week. Talk about practice this week and a few other things as well as we talk all things Bruin football on the Bartlesville High Coaches Show. From Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville, we'll be right back. You're listening to K1.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Jazzercise Jeremy posted, "Get in my belly." Hashtag get in my belly. Hashtag foodie. Hashtag favorite. Hashtag pizza night. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Back, Bruin Coaches Show. Evan Farbach, Kyle Poole with you from Hideaway Pizza, downtown Bartlesville. Of course, Major League Baseball playoffs getting started last night. Wild card victory. The Yankees ended up beating the Twins. Kind of a come-from-behind win. Coach Poole, you got a favorite in the playoffs this year?
You know, I hate to say it, as a guy that probably was best sport was baseball, is I haven't followed it a whole lot. I've never been a huge professional sports league guy. I love college sports, but I do. I'm more of a player guy.
Sure.
And Ken Griffey Jr. retired, so I kind of fell off. I enjoy watching some of the new ones coming up, though, the Trouts.
Yeah.
You know, the Aaron Judges of the world. I mean, talk about an impressive individual.
Ooh.
But no, you know, I'm not a huge baseball watcher. I think I probably jump onto the young and upcoming teams. I've enjoyed watching the Royals, just being a local kind of area team, really have some success. But I couldn't tell you who's winning what right now in any of those leagues. So.
Yep, I had that one wild card game last night. National League between Arizona and Colorado is this evening in Arizona, and then we'll start the divisional rounds of the playoffs. I think even tomorrow is when that first starts. American League going to start tomorrow. Cleveland will take on the Yankees after they won the wild card game. And then they've got the other two teams. And, of course, now they start talking about it. I can't remember off the top of my head who they are. But anyway, Major League Baseball playoffs going on. College football, and we may even talk a little bit about some other sports here on the Bruin Coaches Show. No player profile this week. We'll give a couple of those seniors the week off as Bartlesville does not play on Friday. Once again, Bruins next in action against Sepulpa. You know, obviously losing to Ponca City, a game where I'm sure you guys thought if you played well, you could win. Homecoming, it's got to be a little bit deflating. How do you think everybody has responded after that ball game and then this week in practice?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not an easy deal. I mean, you go into a game where you have a good feeling that you got a good chance, you know, and you're going to have to go earn it. We just didn't do a great job with it. But, you know, the kids are going to keep going hard. I mean, we've got a lot to play for still. We've got plenty of ball games left. You know, with four games, anything's possible at this point still. So we just got to go out a week at a time. I think we've talked about the process continually, and it's one of those things that, you know, unfortunately, when it doesn't go your way, it's hard to sit there and have a good attitude and want to go back to work when you're feeling pretty sour about the result. But we showed up Saturday morning, we watched film, we made our corrections, ran a little soreness out, and came back here on the bye week, and we've been at work and having a couple good days. A little slow yesterday, but today we picked it up in the rain. Kind of one of those things that sometimes either energizes you or makes you really not want to be there. And I felt like we got a little energized by having a little weather going on. Had some fun out there with the guys, you know, having no opponent that you're scouting necessarily. We're kind of just competing with each other and having a little bit of fun, mixing things up. So, you know, I think morale is fine. I think the kids love playing football, and they like playing with each other and playing for the Bruins. So we just got to continue to build on that. You know, I think success will come, but it's just one of those things we're going to have to continue to work at and earn.
And obviously, having three of the last four at home probably helps. You don't have to get on the bus and do anything.
Sure.
You're right in your own backyard, and that'll continue against the Pulpa, which, as we'll talk about next week, that's another winnable game for Bartlesville if you guys play well. You had mentioned toward the end of the ball game, especially when you were under the gun. You know, we were talking on the air, and you're down 14-0, I believe, at the end of the third quarter, and you're looking at it and thinking, scored 6 points the last three quarters now, down by two touchdowns entering the final quarter of this game. And you're kind of thinking, that didn't really look very good. But all of a sudden, offense came alive a little bit. I thought you got Noah Sunday going a little bit with a couple screen passes. Mm-hmm. And he's very much seems like a guy, once you get him going with some shorter passes and he builds some confidence, it's almost a whole different mindset for him.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those players that if a few good things are going his way, he seems to turn on a little bit more. And I think that's true for a lot of people. Obviously, if you're struggling, you know, it's tough mentally to get there. But as a quarterback, I mean, you got to be ready. It's a tough position to play mentally. And, you know, probably that and corner are the two hardest just because you got a lot of spotlights put on you. And, you know, he did a good job. I think we were forced to throw it a little bit more. I think we learned probably a lot through that we can have a little bit more balanced attack as going forward. I think the run game is going to get better. But we definitely going to have some passing game in there and do some things because we moved the ball okay. Clearly, it was nice to see Bradley Crawford get going. You know, he's one big play potential guy that just really hadn't come on yet this year. And you look at him last week, I think he scored them both.
Yeah.
Definitely with the first one in the screen, and we get a big play off of that. So, you know, the potential's certainly there. I think we'll be probably slide a little bit more balanced going forward, but you're going to see us in that triple option look. You're going to see us doing multiple things out of that with the potential to air the ball out and if we need to. So, hopefully we can build on that. But again, yeah, there was a lot of things that were positive. Like I said, Bradley, our defense, plenty to build off of.
Absolutely. And both of Bradley's touchdowns were very good. You mentioned the screen. It was kind of a drag where he went untouched. You had the whole field moving run one way. Mm-hmm. Crawford coming back the other direction. Noah hit him perfectly. And I don't even think anybody touched him. Kind of bobbed and weaved his way through the defense for, I think it was a 25-yard touchdown. And then the second one was definitely the most impressive one of the day. You guys ended up getting a little bit of a break to get down there at the one-yard line, and we're having some trouble punching it in. And then on a big fourth down and six, I mean, basically the game's on the line, Noah threw one nice ball into the end zone. Crawford had to kind of lay out for it, but dove and caught it into the end zone. That was tremendous.
Yeah, and, you know, I think – boy, it was a little nerve-wracking because we got the ball on the one, mm-hmm. and if I'm not mistaken, we jumped two straight plays.
Yeah, I did it. That's right.
One of them, I was a little curious if the guy didn't come over and draw us off, but they did said he didn't, and that happens. But we've got to be more disciplined than that. Boy, we put ourselves in a spot there. But Noah and Bradley came through in the end. We got off a good play. We got the touchdown when we needed it. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely awesome to see him come on. Like you said, confidence when success happens is a big part of the game, and I think for him, hopefully that's that night where he had a couple scores, and he's going to build going forward from that as well.
And I know that he ended up not scoring on that final drive, but I was happy to see and liked seeing when you did end up getting that fourth down stop, and we can talk about that in a second. Noah Sunday came onto the field and was, you know, energetic, trying to pump up the crowd. He was pumped up, fired up after he threw that touchdown pass, and once again, that just goes back to the thing that I harp on both in the booth and on this show and during a sportscast all week, that there's not very much give up in all those kids. They've got, I think, 73 yards to go in like a minute 15, and you could tell that he thought he was going to march down there and score the football.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, the confidence built in those last couple scores were helping us out, obviously. But those kids, again, they enjoy playing together, and they're out there working hard for a common goal, and good things happen. And whether it's offense, defense, we compete in practice or not, we get out there on the field, and it's all about Bruins, and it's all about a team. And so when you watch the defense play like they did and stand up for 2 1-yard stops, third and one, fourth and one, you got to love that. And Noah is the type of kid that's a lot of fun to be around on and off the field. He's energetic. He's a great kid. He gets hyped up. And, you know, so you watch him out there, and people feed off that.
Yeah.
That's part of being the quarterback, is you've got to have the kind of mentality and the temperament that other people are going to feed off of. And that's one thing he does really well. He has a good attitude and a good temperament that the rest of the kids can feed off of when we need it.
And I'm glad you re-mentioned the third and fourth down stops, because that was pretty much the ball game. And we talked about the gutsy throw from Sunday to Crawford for the second touchdown, which ended up keeping you guys alive in it. But you don't even get that final possession if you don't get those 2 1-yard stops. And those were two of probably the gutsiest plays all year long that gave you guys a shot with a minute 13 to go.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, they got the ball back, and we were more in the three-minute range, three and a half, and we had two timeouts, and so we're sitting there. You know, I'm thinking about when we need to use them, and we got to get some stops here and give ourselves a chance. And I think they get a couple quick first downs, maybe one on first and one on second. It was kind of like, well, we're not going to blow the timeouts yet. We need to wait till a little bit later. And we end up getting to a point where we get a third down stop, use one, and then we turn around, and it's fourth and one. I think third and one's the first play, and they try to run the ball, and we get a big stop. Fourth and one, they come up, try and go sneak, and our front got big. And I tell you what, you're in a three-man front. You got one nose. You walk your backers up. You're pinching down your ends, and they pushed them back. There was no movement, no give up, and those kids played hard all night. You know, you got guys on there that are playing both ways. Ryan Reynolds plays offensive line at times for about half the time if we can get him in there, and he played all night on the D-line, really. So very tired, I'm sure, but there's no quitting. A lot of them, what a stop it was. And, again, it gave us a chance to go back down there and try and win the ball game. That didn't work out in our favor, but boy, what else can you say about that defensive effort?
Absolutely. Bartlesville losing to Ponca City 14-12. Talking Bruin football every Wednesday evening here on K1, 6:30 to 7 o'clock from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville with interim head coach of the Bruins, Kyle Poole. We'll take our final break, come back, we'll talk a little bit about what this week has in store for Bartlesville and maybe a couple other things as well. You're listening to the Bruin Coaches Show on K1.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Welcome back to the Bruin Football Coaches Show here on K1. Evan Farbach, Kyle Poole with you. Hope that your Wednesday evening is going well. Bartlesville off on Friday. Once again, if you're curious as to why, I guess we haven't really explained it. I ought to do that. Capitol Hill is now in their second year in Bartlesville's district in 6A2. And I believe the Wolves is their nickname. They have forfeited all their district games for the second straight year. They're not going to be in a district next year, thank goodness. They're having to bump up a couple 5A teams into 6A. I know Booker T. Washington's one of the teams that ended up getting that. I think Shawnee was the other one. Of course, we have all that coverage on our website from earlier this year when they redistricted 6A football, but part of the reason why they had to move some teams around is because Capitol Hill not quite ready to actually join district play, so they will go ahead and forfeit against Bartlesville. That game was scheduled to be in the Oklahoma City area, so they forfeited that fall game, and now the Bruins will get their first district win. Of course, that's the one win everyone will get on Friday against Capitol Hill, and then they'll return to district play a week from Friday. That's October the 13th, a 7 o'clock kickoff against Custer Stadium, at Custer Stadium. Of course, we'll talk about that ball game a little bit next week. Early on, Coach Poole, looking at that forecast, 71 and sunny, going to be the expected temperature. Now, of course, it's Oklahoma, so that can change a week from Friday. But
I was just talking about that in my class today, weather and climate, and I said, you know, the funny thing is where you kids live, it's pretty hard to predict or get a standard read on it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we've been fortunate that we've had pretty good weather on Fridays. We haven't had a whole lot of great weather midweek this week, last week. I think it's going to be raining for the most part of the rest of this week. So it's always nice if you can get a game in with a good temperature. The fall setting in is that time of year I think everybody loves, especially if you're a football-type person. So I'm looking forward to that cooler weather showing up on Friday nights.
Yep, I can't wait to put on a little bit of a jacket, as we call the ball games. And certainly if it's a 71-degree high on Friday, October the 13th, you'll want to bring your jackets with you to another beautiful evening at Custer Stadium and another ball game where Bartlesville will have a very good chance in competing against the Pulpa. That's another team you guys have had a win streak against, and I'm sure you'd like to go ahead and keep that going against the Chieftains on Friday. Of course, we've had a chance to kind of recap Bartlesville's 14-12 loss against Ponca City. Next 7 days or so until we speak again, Coach Poole, I assume rest of this week, not much game preparation. I would guess you can kind of continue to work on that new offense and kind of tweak things and work on yourselves a bit. So even though you're still healthy, don't necessarily kind of, I'm sure, would like to get back out there and avenge a loss and get on the win column, but it does give you some more time to step back before the final stretch of ball games and take a look at yourselves.
Yeah, you know, it's been nice, and it's probably needed, honestly. You know, it's never fun when you've got a team that gets moved up and they're not going to play the schedule. And that happens, so that's why we're in a 9-game year. Next year we'll be back to 10, obviously, adding Shawnee to the district. So that'll work out well, but we needed it. Be honest with you, we did get a little banged up last week. We've got some guys that aren't feeling great with some potential injuries, just some things that we need some time to heal. So it was nice to have. You know, we took Monday and did some film watching, talked through a few things with our offensive and defensive schemes, kind of took a little bit of time for more of a walkthrough type day. And then we've been practicing pretty hard the last couple of days. We'll have another full go tomorrow. As long as it's not lightning, we're going to be outside, rain or shine. So we'll have another good day there, and then we give them the weekend off. We'll give them Friday. They'll get a little activity after school there that we're going to do. They'll have Saturday, Sunday. Coaches will be here this weekend or throughout the end of the week trying to prep for Sepulpa and get ahead of it a little bit. And then we're back to normal next week. You know, Monday night JV, getting prepped up and ready, scouting reports, and then full practice from there on out. And hopefully for a good outcome, well, like you said, with nice weather and no place better to be than Custer Stadium.
That'd be absolutely great to see the Bruins get back in the win column, a team that probably needs a victory pretty badly, and they certainly will have a chance against Sepulpa, and that's a matchup we'll have a full breakdown of for you next week right here on the Bruin Coaches Show. Got about 3 minutes left in the program. College football this weekend, Oklahoma State off. Tulsa can't seem to buy a break. I don't know if you saw any of that, but TU had a 14-0 lead over a good Navy football team.
And it's a tough team to play.
Yeah, and then they just couldn't quite close the deal. Ended up losing 31-21. And then Oklahoma back in action after the Sooners had a bye week. They're at home against Iowa State. And OU's got probably two of the worst three Big 12 teams to begin their Big 12 season, to kind of tiptoeing their way into the water a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big Sooners fan, and I think I've been pretty thrilled with what you watched from. I don't think Baylor was pretty by any means,
no.
But I think they're a good enough offensive and defensive team. They can pick each other up, but Iowa State, you would hope, shouldn't be an issue. But again, those are those games where you hope, and it's a bit of a trap, and they sneak up on people plenty. So ideally, we'll see a good game from the Sooners this weekend, and nice little early kick, so it'll be some good weather down there in Norman, hopefully.
Yep, 11 in the morning kickoff. Of course, OU plays every week on 100.1 KYFM. Mentioned no Oklahoma State this week, so Dave Hunziker, John Holcomb, and the Cowboys will be off. No Saturday football here on K1. I think Tulsa's at Tulane. Did you see those?
Correct.
The new logos for Tulane? They're the green wave.
I was trying to think what you could put for a green wave.
And they've now, the wave used to just be, you know, some kind of it was just a wave with a color on it. Now they've put a face on the wave. It's like a glaring tidal wave for Tulane. So
it's like a tree with a face for
a mascot. And he's got some kind of, I think, arms where he's, you know, getting ready to go. Yeah.
Well, you never know. Maybe it'll help him out. We'll see.
So Tulane will host Tulsa, and a ball game we'll have on a K-Rig 104.9. Done a lot of high school football, as we mentioned. Kind of the three of the bigger schools we cover here off with Bartlesville, Nowata, and Dewey. We will be doing a special presentation of Barnsdall football on Friday night. K-Rig 104.9 as Barnsdall takes on Hobart, and we've still got the Huska on 99.1 FM KPGM as the Huskies get set for their homecoming ball game against an improved Newkirk team. Will you guys, anybody try to go see Sepulpa on Friday night? Do you have any plans for that?
We might. You know, with film today and these days and time away from your your family, I encourage our guys, if they want to go, please do go. But we're going to have that film within hours of it finishing. So if you'd rather not make the trip and you'd rather spend a Friday night of a bye week with your family, I certainly encourage that, and that's what I plan on doing, and I'll be watching that game within a few hours.
And that's a different deal now in 2017 than it probably was 10, 15 years ago.
We were laughing about that today. We used to drive VHS tapes, I remember, when I first started, and you never know if it was going to work, and now we're just uploading off the Internet. So it's really nice to have that capability, like I said, because especially with the hours we spend away from home, we need all the time with our kids and our family we can get, so we're going to use that this weekend.
Absolutely. Bartlesville against Sepulpa. Week from Friday. Next week, we'll talk Bruins and Chieftains right here. Same time and channel. 6:30 with interim head coach of Bartlesville High Football, Kyle Poole from Hideaway Pizza. Thank you to Trey Stump back in the studio for helping out. As always, does a great job. For Kyle Poole, I'm Evan Farbach, wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. We'll get you back to regularly scheduled programming. That's been the Bartlesville Football Coaches Show on K1.